This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Congratulations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you to be here, to be on a path seeking knowledge for His sake. We're seeking the most noble of knowledge and attaining the greatest of rewards, inshallah. Glad tidings to you all. As our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever takes a path seeking knowledge, Allah makes the path to paradise easy for them. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you to be here because He wants to give you this great reward, inshallah. One third of Ramadan has passed like the blink of an eye. During this time, many of us get sidetracked and lose that motivation, the one that we initially started with, and fall into this quote, mid-Ramadan slump, something many of us tend to experience during this time. For the first few days, we were enthusiastic about fasting and excited. We had all our goals set. We knew how much Quran we wanted to read every day, how many rak'ahs a night we wanted to pray, our list of du'as we would say right before we went to sleep. We felt motivated to take advantage of such a special month in hope of becoming closer to Allah. Now more than ever. However, when we get into the middle of Ramadan, we start to get a little tired, and that special feeling that we had in the beginning of the month starts to fade a bit. And so I wanted to use this opportunity to serve as a checkpoint for us. I wanted to remind myself first and foremost, and to all of these precious and beautiful souls that are on this journey, to remember our goal, to strive as hard as we can, to remove distractions. Remember how sacred this month is, how virtuous it is, how all of our good deeds are multiplied and magnified. Ya Allah, imagine if for every moment you remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Subhanallah, a crisp $100 note fell from the sky and landed into the palm of your hands. Would you get derailed with anything else? Would you start watching shows, playing video games, endlessly scrolling through your social media? Would you even sleep like you normally do? I'm pretty sure you wouldn't, because I wouldn't. I'm almost certain that none of us would. Instead, we'd all exhaust every last breath, trying to gather as much as we can while the sky rains down on us with so much wealth. But you know the beauty and reality of it is that these moments that you spend remembering Allah, calling upon Allah, reciting the Quran is beyond measure. The reward is far greater than anything we could ever imagine. The challenge lies in our ability to have that realization and that certainty of the magnitude of the reward. And I'm here to remind us all that the reward is not some mere currency printed on a piece of paper. This is the reward that the creator of you and I, the creator of the food that we eat, the creator of the rain that nourishes the land and the crops around us, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the earth that we live on, the creator of the sun that brings equilibrium to life on earth, the creator of the planets and the stars and the galaxies that orbit in perfect fashion. He is the one that is the creator of the rewards and the unimaginable treasures that He has promised us in return for our actions. An-Nakhai, may Allah have mercy on him, said about the virtues of Ramadan, fasting one day in Ramadan is better than fasting 1,000 days outside of Ramadan. And saying one tasbih in Ramadan is better than saying 1,000 tasbihs outside of it. And one rak'ah in Ramadan is better than 1,000 rak'ahs outside of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. I wanted to share with you a few of the countless virtues of our meetings here every day. SubhanAllah, it's amazing how much our great and magnificent Lord rewards us for our gatherings. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Surely the angels lower their wings for the seeker of knowledge. Can you take a moment to imagine that? Right now, the angels are in your presence, enveloping you with their wings, reporting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you're doing, that instead of watching Netflix, you're learning about Him and how to better your relationship with Him. How would you feel if you found out someone you love gave up their free time that they could have used to do anything they wanted, but used it to learn how to love you better, how to get closer to you?